All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your weekly dose of Pro Wrestling America, your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. And this week it is St. Valentine's Day. So that means it is St. Valentine's Day Massacre. A couple of roster notes for us today. Dexter Poindexter, Chris Candido, and Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt have all signed contract extensions to continue working with the PWA. And, well, that also brings out the beginning of our card today. As Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Missy Hyatt come out to the interview desk, Mark Lorenz comes around the desk to talk to them. Gilbert addresses the fact that the World Heavyweight title is on the line tonight, but there has been no announcement about who Tully is defending the title against. Eddie says that I and Akbar have been so busy at each other's throats that we haven't even paid attention that he'd already signed the contract for the match tonight. Missy says, that's right. Tonight's main event will have my man Eddie become the World Heavyweight Champion. Eddie talks about having beaten both the American champion and his number one contender in the last 2 weeks. Mark tries to correct Eddie, but Eddie keeps talking. Eddie is ready to take the next step in the battle against Devastation Incorporated and take the title belt away from Tully. The match is signed. It's all ready to go. All we need to do is to get through the rest of the card. Well, that leads us to our first match. Interstate 74 title on the line. Iron Mike Sharp defending against Disco Inferno. And Sharp and Disco have a great match. Sharp nearly has the match won with the Boston Crab, but Disco barely manages to get to the ropes. Sharp heads to the opposite corner while Disco makes it to his feet. Sharp charges across the ring, but Disco picks him up with a hot shot into the turnbuckle. Disco takes advantage of the match from that point on. He has Sharp up for a crucifix powerbomb, but his back starts to hurt and he crumbles. Sharp tries to take control, but Disco rolls him up with an inside cradle to get the pin for the title. When Sharp gets up, he gets into Nick Patrick's face and complains that Disco had a handful of tights. Patrick said he didn't see it. Disco Inferno is your new Interstate 74 champion, getting the win in a time of 11 minutes, 34 seconds. Now we head back out to the interview desk, where Bubba Ray Dudley comes out. He demands that I, or Akbar, or whoever is really in charge of things in the PWA, get out there and explain why he hasn't had a match in the last few weeks. Akbar comes out to the interview desk to speak with Bubba Ray. He tells Bubba Ray that he has tried to sign matches for him for the last month, but Bubba Ray refuses to sign the contract. Bubba Ray asks if that was the contract for a shot at Dustin Rhodes in the American Heavyweight title, which required Bubba Ray to join Devastation Incorporated to get the match. Akbar acknowledges that something like that could have been in the fine print. He again offers an opportunity for Bubba Ray to wrestle, but he could only wrestle as a member of Devastation Incorporated. Akbar will give him the match against any opponent of his choice. All he has to do is shake his hand. Bubba Ray thinks about it for a moment before taking Akbar's arm and picking him up in the Bubba Slam on the floor. Bubba Ray says that if that is the only way he can get a match in the PWA anymore, he didn't want to be here anymore. He storms off to the dressing room, obviously looking for me. Bubba Ray is not in a good mood. On the schedule, we have the Sheepherders facing off against the newest members of Devastation Incorporated, Bad Company. With their entrance into the same stable, is Akbar going to let them fight each other? Of course not. He demands that Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard put up their title shot for the World Tag Team titles. When Bad Company wins, there will be no world title match. Again, he won't have his men fighting each other. I come out and say that Akbar isn't going to run roughshod over the PWA or even this card. The Sheepherders and Bad Company will have to wrestle each other or be completely off the card. Akbar refuses to allow them to fight, so there are four guys who will not see the inside of the ring for St. Valentine's Day Massacre, which kind of lets the fans down, but with Bad Company joining last week, yeah, it's not surprising for Akbar. So that moves us on into the Heartbreakers Rumble. This match where eight men start the match for the first 5 minutes, battle royal rules, Every minute after that, a new wrestler joins the match until everyone on the roster who isn't already scheduled in a match tonight has appeared in the match. The last man standing gets a shot at any title he wants. So who's in this match? You've got Jerry Lawler, Austin Idol, Goldust, Bubba Ray Dudley, Great Kabuki, Eric Embry, Octagon, Brett Wayne Sawyer, Jushin Thunder Liger, Kendall Windham, Billy Travis, Wolfie D, Rolando Freeman, Ahmed Johnson, JC Ice, Tommy Rogers, Dexter Poindexter, Steve Southern, Dan Spivey, Dwayne Gill, and Bob Holly. All of these guys will eventually make their way into the match. But the first eight in the ring are Eric Embry, Wolfie D, Steve Southern, Goldust, Kendall Windham, Dexter Poindexter, Bubba Ray Dudley, and Rolando Freeman. And it doesn't take very long until Dexter Poindexter eliminates Kendall Windham in a time of 59 seconds. Wolfie D and Eric Embry eliminate Bubba Ray Dudley at 2 minutes 21 seconds. Eric Embry eliminates Goldust at 4:07. Bob Holly enters the match at 5 minutes. And then gets eliminated by Wolfie D 5 seconds later. Jushin Thunder Liger enters the match at 6 minutes. Dwayne Gill enters the match at 7 minutes. Rolando Freeman eliminates Steve Southern at 7:03. Billy Travis enters the match at 8 minutes. Austin Idol at 9. Dwayne Gill eliminates Wolfie D at 9:33. Tommy Rogers enters the match at 10 minutes. Ahmed Johnson at 11. Brett Wayne Sawyer at 12. Ahmed Johnson eliminates Austin Idol at 12:04. JC Ice enters the match at 13 minutes, at the same time that Billy Travis eliminates Ahmed Johnson. Jushin Thunder Liger eliminates Brett Wayne Sawyer at 13:49. Jerry Lawler enters the match at 14 minutes. Billy Travis eliminates Dexter Poindexter at 14:56. Then Dan Spivey enters the match 15 minutes. JC Ice eliminates Rolando Freeman at 15:05. Octagon enters the match at 16 minutes. Dan Spivey eliminates Eric Embry at 16:54. 4 seconds later, Jerry Lawler eliminates Dwayne Gill. Great Kabuki is the last entrance for the match at 17 minutes. Billy Travis and Octagon eliminate Dan Spivey at 17:02. Tommy Rogers eliminates Jerry Lawler at 17:49. Jushin Thunder Liger eliminates Tommy Rogers at 20:15. Billy Travis eliminates Great Kabuki at 21:32. JC Ice eliminates Jushin Liger at 22:18. Billy Travis eliminates Octagon at 22:57. And then Billy Travis then eliminates JC Ice at 23:54 to win the Heartbreakers Rumble and has an automatic title shot at any title he desires next season. Travis immediately grabs the microphone and declares that his title shot will be against Dustin Rhodes for the American Heavyweight title at Remember Their Legacy in May. He is cashing in his title shot now for the next supercard. So 3 months out, Billy Travis is already naming himself as the challenger for the American Heavyweight title, calling out Dustin Rhodes by name, and rightfully so, because he is the American Heavyweight champion at the moment. But Raven may have a few things to say about that as well. All right, next match has the World Tag Team titles on the line. Tully Blanchard and Chris Candido defending the titles against Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. Akbar again tries to keep his guys from having to defend the titles. However, I have stipulated that every title will be defended at every supercard. Tully and Candido either defend their titles or hand them over to the new champions. It's their choice. Scorpio and Wildcard make their way down to the ring, but the champions attack them from behind in the aisle. Tully, Candido, Scorpio, and Wildcard brawl down to the ring. Candido rolls Scorpio into the ring as Wildcard sends Tully into the ring stance. David Manning calls for the bell to start the match. Akbar picks up the title belts from the aisle and drapes them over his shoulders. Candido and Scorpio fight in the ring. Tully slams Wildcard's head into the ring post. Candido has Scorpio set up for a catapult. As Scorpio flies up, Tully nails him with the forearm. Wildcard makes his way onto the ring apron. Tully and Candido double-team Scorpio for a moment before celebrating an easy win. Scorpio crawls to his corner and makes the tag to Wildcard. Wildcard dropkicks Candido from behind, knocking him out of the ring. Tully turns around and Wildcard whips him into a neutral corner. He charges the corner, but Tully moves out of the way. Wild Card jumps onto the middle turnbuckle. Scorpio nails Tully with a running clothesline on the apron. Wild Card drops a flying elbow across Tully. Akbar tries to get Manning's attention, but Trish takes him out of the picture with a vicious spinning heel kick. Wild Card covers Tully. Candido tries to make the save, but Scorpio cuts him off. Manning makes the pin count. Too Cold Scorpio and Wild Card are your new World Tag Team Champions. Wild Card might have made a statement about even being put into the world title picture, as he is the one who pinned Tully Blanchard. But again, we've got a lot of things going on for Wild Card to worry about that. Right. Akbar is irate at the ending of the last match. He and the World Tag Team Champions stay in the ring. He demands to take advantage of their immediate rematch clause immediately. I appear at the interview desk and tell Akbar that there will be no automatic rematch tonight. However, I may be inclined to allow the rematch next week. Speaking of next week, the new season of PWA starts next week. Getting ready for Remember Their Legacy, there is the 12-man round-robin tournament to crown the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title at Remember Their Legacy. Unlike in years past, the champions will not be involved in the tournament. This year, 12 men who may not typically be considered for a world title shot will have their opportunity. The 12 men who will be vying for the World Heavyweight title shot are Iron Mike Sharp, who just lost the Interstate 74 title, Jushin Thunder Liger, Great Kabuki, Too Cold Scorpio, and Wildcard, the newly crowned World Tag Team Champions, Paul Diamond, Wolfie D, Kendall Windham, Psychosis, Goldust, and the losers of tonight's Illinois and American heavyweight title matches. This portends to be a very interesting tournament. Whoever wins this tournament and whoever is the world champion in May will have a wonderful match set up for them. But to find out the last two, we have the next two matches. Illinois heavyweight title on the line, Iceman King Parsons defending against Lance Storm. And Iceman and Storm have a great match. Storm shows real potential to one day become the Illinois heavyweight champion. As Iceman looks to have the match well in hand, he gets a little cocky. He poses to the crowd. Sunshine also celebrates outside the ring. Storm makes it back to his feet. Iceman goes for the butt thump, but Storm steps out of the way. He sweeps Iceman's feet and traps him in the Canadian maple leaf. Iceman tries to get to the ropes. Sunshine tries to reach into the ring, but Iceman is forced to tap. Well, it looks like today is the day for Storm to become Illinois heavyweight champion, because he just did. In a time of 13 minutes, 3 seconds, your new Illinois heavyweight champion is Lance Storm. And Iceman King Parsons will be joining the Round Robin tournament next week. American heavyweight title on the line. Raven finally gets his chance to regain the American heavyweight title. All the stuff that he had to go through in the 4-man tournament leading up to this. And Dustin and Raven have a fairly even match. At the height of the match, Missy Hyatt comes down to the ring. She grabs the microphone. She makes a plea for both Raven and Dustin to join with her and Eddie in their quest to rid the PWA of Skandar Akbar and Devastation Incorporated. Both men stop the match for a moment and look at her. Dustin looks at Raven for a moment. They begin to shake hands, but Raven pulls Dustin into a deep knee lift before nailing the even flow to win the title in a time of 32 minutes, 16 seconds. Your new American heavyweight champion is Raven, which means that Dustin will be the 12th wrestler in the Round Robin tournament starting next week. Now we're to the main event. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert has made his self-made title shot against World Heavyweight Champion Tully Blanchard. Akbar has been trying all night to get out of his contract. However, no one is able to find a way out of it. Eddie comes down to the ring with Missy. Tully comes down to the ring with Akbar, as well as Candido and the Sheepherders. Missy looks back to the dressing room, but no one seems to be coming out to assist Eddie. Eddie valiantly fights what turns out to be a handicap match, as outside interference would happen quite often with the other members of Devastation Incorporated distracting Randy Anderson. After about 10 minutes, I come out with Eric Embry, Brett Wayne Sawyer, and Raven. Embry and Sawyer chase the sheepherders back to the dressing room with a pair of chairs. Candido and Raven brawl outside the ring, and they spill into the ringside fans. Akbar and I stand off against each other on opposite sides of the ring. While the action is going on outside, Eddie and Tully have a brilliant match inside the ring. The fans are on their feet for the entire match. Eddie drills Tully in the middle of the ring with a pile driver. Akbar gets up on the ring apron, distracting Randy Anderson. I climb onto the ring apron as well. As Randy turns to me, Eddie throws a fireball into Akbar's face. Akbar falls off the ring apron. Missy tosses her purse into Eddie, but Tully intercepts it. Tully gets to his feet, but Eddie bounces off the ropes with a flying forearm smash. Eddie covers and gets the pin, although Tully may have gotten his shoulder up right before the three count. Randy Anderson calls for the bell and awards the title to Eddie. Missy celebrates until all of Devastation storm the ring. Missy, Eddie, Randy, and I barely make it into the crowd before the ring is filled with guys looking for our heads. But your winner and new World Heavyweight Champion is Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert in a time of 26 minutes, 8 seconds. What happened here? Every title changed hands tonight. Akbar is definitely trying to force his hand. Yet my saving grace is that the third member of the booking committee is Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. He has no problem giving himself the World Heavyweight title. This card also gives a preview of what craziness may be coming in the next season of the PWA. As we go from St. Valentine's Day Massacre into Remember Their Legacy, there is going to be tons of conflict between the three of us on the booking committee. I'm just glad we have the 12-man round robin tournament already selected, and that's off the table. But that's also could be considered famous last words on my part. But right now, every title has changed hands. New champions all across the board. Some in favor of Akbar, some not in favor of Akbar. And some just because it was about time. And we'll just see what happens from here. But next week starts the 12-man round robin tournament and the lead up to Remember Their Legacy in May. Come back, help continue to support your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. This is Southern Dynamite, and I will see you next week.